right.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Can't say swear words.
Frick. Is frick a swear word?
Yeah. we're just going to completely forget that happened. All right.
But,
so
like Android phones are the best though. Yep. Because they're completely and utterly, almost completely like customizable to like the way you like it. Where iPhone is like, this is how it is and this is how you're going to like it.
Yeah, Android phones are better. I like that there are lots of Android phones. Like, you don't have to just... You're not just the iPhone X.
You don't have, like, the iPhone 8, the iPhone SE, the iPhone S, the iPhone Plus. And then, like, now they have, like, that, like, the X.
Yep,
like,
the
where
X.
Android, you have, like, the Note, the normal one. You have, like, cheaper versions of the Galaxies and stuff. Where, like, iPhone, you get iPhone and iPhone only.
What do you think they're going to announce for the iPhone 11? What is the new innovation for the iPhone 11?
Completely glass.
Great.
Lack of all buttons. And it's probably going to be a blood sensor for unlock. Like, you stab yourself
goodness.
And, like, it reads your blood.
Oh, God.
That's pretty... A heart rate sensor to unlock your phone?
Yeah. Like, it reads, like, your specific heart rate. Like, it tells, like, you're thumping. Like, it's going to be ridiculously stupid. And it's going to be $12,000 instead of $1,000 because they're stupid.
See, we were joking in the newsroom at the announcement that they're going to take the volume away, the volume button away from
just
the iPhone.
Just make constant volume?
No, it's going to, with iPhone's newest volume technology, it's going to detect the volume of the area you're around in and adjust the volume accordingly.
See, I think that they're also going to make a new Retina display for it. It's right. going to be the super duper Retina display, and it's going to be 00 LEDs in the screen, just to be ridiculous.
Yeah, why not? What do you think, Katie?
I don't know. I'm bad at things.
That's all right.
Yeah, I have like no faith left in Apple.
Oh no!
They're, in my opinion, they're just a bunch of selfish jerks.
Going back to Cricket, people hate on Cricket. I have Cricket. I've had Cricket my whole life. I have a smartphone, $200 with a case and the activation fee. That's what I paid for everything.
That's
and
impressive.
You've seen my phone.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I know.
My family has a plan with Cricket, and it's $100 a month.
Yeah.
Five lines.
Yeah, we each pay, I think it's three lines for us, 40 a line. Like, that's pretty solid.
Like, it's great.
I have AT&T. I'm very satisfied with it.
Yeah, 18.
But yet again, it is very overpriced for what we get. But like, I'll stand by AT&T.
What's also important though is Cricket has good coverage, especially after they got bought by AT&T. I think the RMU newsroom, the RMU Century Media newsroom, is the only place I've ever been without service.
Yeah, it's like somebody decided to put up an imaginary bubble.
Yeah, we just
where
don't get service
you can't
in there.
Get service in there, but like. Every now and again, if the wind blows south northwest,
you might get
a bar for half a second.
Yeah, there's certain
it's
places.
Gone.
A text message comes through, and you're like, "What?"
Yeah, you like kind of like react like you just seen Santa Claus for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's always certain places in there that it's like one little spot in the desk where you get service, and anywhere
and
else is like, nah.
And you just don't want to move for 10 minutes because, like, you have to send a text. And, like,
it's real important.
It just keeps, like the send thing just keeps going around and around and around. You're like, please. And it goes through and, like, do, like, the Breakfast Club celebration where you put your head down and throw the fist up.
We need to watch Breakfast Club. I still haven't seen that.
We need to watch Top Gun also.
Top Gun we need to watch. Greg, we should just have a movie night.
I don't know if we can have a whole night. I can't do more than one movie.
More than one movie?
I get real tired.
Okay, like, can we have a movie? Can we have like a movie series of nights?
We could set up like a movie night like each week.
Yeah, we can do that.
Instead of like doing like a series.
Let's do it on
movie
Sundays.
Night, I can make mac and cheese.
That's good. We can make baked mac and cheese as well. We'll just have a mac and cheese platter.
Whoop.
Let's do this.
I'm getting excited now.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss our favorite cartoon character, Mr. D. Trump. Stay tuned to RMU Chat. See, this definitely isn't like according to the thingy. Thank you. And we're back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, the premier talk show. Greg is doing a motion with his microphone, and I don't understand.
It's super fun. You should try it sometime.
All just right.
Like, grab it, move it around, bring it around town.
Yeah, like I will definitely give it a whirl.
It's like one of my favorite words to use. A whirl.
Give it a whirl.
A whirl. All
right, so before we left for break, I told you guys we were going to talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Donald Trump.
That's my president.
There's nothing like super. The issue on talking about Donald Trump on this show is that there's always something to talk about.
Is that really an issue, though? Like, it's not necessarily an issue, but it's definitely a thing.
That's fair. We're just going to talk about what Donald Trump has been up to as a whole. We're nearing what was election time last year. Mm-hmm. So he's been, you know, present, involved in the... How do you feel, you know, almost a year out, or a year in, about Donald Trump?
I have to give the man credit. Like,
okay.
I voted for him. I don't want any comments from that, but I voted for the man. I felt like he was going to... I was tired of I've only been alive for 19 years, but I'm already tired of traditional politicians. Like, they always promise something and then they never keep their promises. Within the first 6 months of Donald Trump's presidency, he did almost half the things he promised. He's trying to fix Obamacare. He's trying to build the wall he's building, which I don't think is ever going to happen. That's not why I voted for him. But he definitely kept a lot of the promises he made whenever he was running. So I got to give the man respect for that.
Katie?
I still have the same opinion I did when he started running. I dislike him for personal reasons.
What are those personal reasons?
He objectifies women. He doesn't really like the LGBT community. And I don't like that. it's just, he's not a great person.
Yeah, so if you guys listen to the show, you guys have heard me say I don't personally like Donald Trump. I think specifically as a presidency, it is kind of embarrassing what's been going on in the White House. We've had so many people quit and turn over these like really important roles in a White House and what a White House should be.
Yeah,
and there's just... It's like watching an episode of The Kardashians, and I don't know how I feel about that. in terms of the things he's done, he has attempted to do a lot of the things that he promised, and I will give him that. Except he's done them in his own way, and I don't think it's, like, okay. Like, he's tried to get rid of Obamacare, but there's no real... there's no real type of replacement for Obamacare when it leaves.
And I think that's honestly one of the reasons why it's still here. He hasn't perfected the replacement for it.
Yet. Yeah.
Well, they haven't. Like, as a collective government, they haven't successfully figured out how to make something work perfectly.
Yeah. I think there are steps that should happen where you should have your backup plan if you're gonna take something away, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were to drop out of college right now, you wouldn't just wait for a couple of months and figure out what you're going to do. Nah. You would, get a job and, have some... you would know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think Russia is going to be really important. And I know there's a lot of conflicting reports, and we don't really know what's going on with Russia, but it's very clear that when we look back at what Donald Trump has done, as we look back at what Donald Trump's presidency, Russia is going to be this big, you know, this big bold letter thing that he's going to have to look back at. And we really have no idea what's going on. There are reports every other week that someone was involved with Russia, someone isn't. It's a mess. Going on, I think, what else? I know I had a list of grievances. I think the way he treats journalists is also kind of, it's a thing as I want to be a journalist when I get old. I want to go into news. So to constantly have people called out, I have a general idea of what they're doing in these newsrooms and what it takes to like do these things, and you hear someone just kind of like at the snap of a hat say that this isn't worth it. I don't think I agree with that either. Like Katie said, the LGBT community, they have had a really struggle with Donald Trump's presidency and the way he treats them, and I think that's another thing that I don't really like personally. But yeah.
I feel like I had something to say there.
I had a long list, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Like, it was just like one of the last... What was like the last two things you said about?
Journalists.
Oh, the journalists thing.
Yeah.
Like, I completely understand, like, him calling, like, reliable news sources such as CNN, like, fake news.
Yeah.
That was a little, like, ridiculous. But, like, no matter what you do in the field of journalism, I feel like you're going to get criticized for something.
That's fair.
Like, for, like, op-ed pieces. People are going to have different opinions, and they're going to think their opinion's the only opinion, so you're going to catch so much flack for writing your opinion on something. And it's the same thing if, like, your view when you write the story could be different than somebody else's view, so you're going to catch flack for that, too. So, I mean, like, I understand, like, the whole fake news part of his, like, that part. Like, I completely understand that. Like, there's honestly no fake news.
Yeah.
Like, everything is news. Like, what we're saying right now, it's news.
Yeah.
But, like, in the matter of fact of, like, how he treats them, it's just his way of, like, communicating, like, how he feels about what they're saying about him. Like, some of the things are so negative about him, he's probably a little bit angry about it.
Yeah.
So, like, he just reacts that way. It's like when Colin Kaepernick was said, or is still, I don't even know if he's in the league.
He is not in the league, but there are still people
kneeling and stuff. Kneeling. Yeah. But, like, whenever he did that, like, people hated it, and, like, other people agreed with it. Yeah. So, like, it all just depends on your point of view, I feel, with the whole journalism part.
The thing is that he's not saying that op-eds are bad. He's not saying anything about op-ed. He's saying things about the, like, factual reporting that is being done is wrong, and it's not. And there are multiple accounts of him just, like, lying and saying things that aren't true. If it was just an op-ed thing, like, I don't like the op-eds that are coming out of CNN, that'd be a different story. But, like, he is specifically saying this fact isn't true when it's been proven, you know, A, B, and C is true, and he's like, they're not true. And it becomes an issue of, do we believe what he is saying, or do we believe what the press is saying? And 9 times out of 10, it's probably going to be what he is saying, and that's kind of the issue.
Sorry, I'm just watching his mic.
Yeah, there's a ghost in here.
All right.
Mike's just moved by itself.
The ghost of Army Radio.
Army Radio Ghost. Hashtag 2017.
Hashtag Army Radio Ghost.
Anyhow, what you got next? What's up? What's up on the roster here?
Next, I guess we can go to a break. And when we come back,
break.
Does anybody have any topics they want to discuss?
We'll think about it over the break.
All right.
We'll discuss something.
That is fine. We will be back in a couple of minutes after the break on Army Radio, your campus. Your voice. Stay tuned. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Greg, you decided we're going to talk about homecoming. I'm going to throw the discussion to you.
All right, so now the discussion is officially in my hands. So homecoming for RMUs this weekend is a big event. A lot of people like to show up for the football game. There's usually an alumni dinner before the game. There's a lot of festivities going around on campus. But honestly, I think the biggest thing on campus for homecoming weekend is the tailgate. I don't know why it's always about that, but it seems to be that's what they like to talk about. So what are your guys' opinion on that?
I will be working the RMU radio booth at the tailgate, so I actually won't be tailgating. That's just what it is.
I will also be doing stuff during that. I'm doing satellite reporting for the football game, but like it's just crazy to think like nothing is exciting other than like tailgating before a college football game.
Yeah, I think that also what doesn't help is that RMU is traditionally not really good.
You're not wrong at all.
I think if we had a good football team, homecoming would probably be more of an overall event. And they moved the dance to Saturday night after
the game.
That's
not a bad move, though. That's not a bad move.
I think it's a terrible move.
It's not a bad move.
After everyone's done tailgating, because we all know tailgating does not stop when the football game starts. Most people will go to the game for like 15 minutes and come back and continue to tailgate. We're all going to be defeated after we lose.
Not really.
Actually, I don't know the sports.
It's like a tie to the team at all.
Okay.
So my preference of win and loss is not important to me personally.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the dance is going to generally be a little rough this year. I'd be surprised to see if anybody goes.
It's always rough.
I heard multiple people in my classes say they're going.
Oh, okay. I mean, you guys are freshmen, though. You're excited to go to college.
See, I feel like homecoming. College homecoming is like 10 steps below high school homecoming.
Really?
See, I feel like high school homecoming is like time to hang out with your friends and just like have a good time. Where I feel like college homecoming is more of a continuous DUI checkpoint.
yeah, that's
like,
pretty much what
I just feel
homecoming
like everybody
is
under the influence of some sort of material. Whether that being alcohol or illegal substances, I just feel like that's what goes on at a college homecoming.
Yeah, I don't know. I never went to a high school homecoming, so.
Wait, you didn't?
No, I didn't go to a single one.
I went to all four of mine.
I feel sorry for you.
I went.
No, it was well. Okay, four? I can't say all of them were great. Most of them were great.
Most of mine were great too. I mean, you're looking at the 2016 homecoming king of Monmouth
really?
School District. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, we're also looking at
royalty
also,
in the building.
We're also listening to the legendary Troy Bolton.
Hey, let's not talk about that. That's not a relevant topic right now.
One day I'm going to break. One day can we just have you sing
no,
high school
that's
music
not,
on the radio?
That's okay. Not a, just play
yes,
the tape.
Please.
Just play
the tape. Can we do, can, if
no,
you give
not,
us the tape,
no, not
we will,
that
we
tape,
will
like,
absolutely
just play
do.
Like the actual song. That's the word. That's the word
no.
I'm
but it's not as fun if it. If
yeah, see, it's twice as fun because I am a terrible singer.
That's what makes it fun, though.
That's not fun for me.
It's like watching a scary movie.
No, scary movies are also not fun.
Yeah, they are.
They're
terrifying.
Great. I hate them so much.
Why do you hate scary movies?
Because they're scary. That's why. I'd rather not have nightmares.
I actually don't watch scary movies
so
either.
I'm guessing neither of you watched It.
What?
It.
What?
The movie.
No desire. I
didn't
like
watch
clowns
it either.
Currently, so I'd rather not change my opinion on that. I'd rather not be scared of them. Or red balloons. I'd rather not go to a birthday party and be like, oh, there's a red balloon.
Freaks out because there's a balloon.
That's not a, not my, I'm struggling with words
forte?
Today.
Yeah,
forte, word.
That's a word.
English is bad today for Greg. It's not good. I don't. Ugh. Bad. Bad. That's all I can say.
Great
bad.
Way to describe
it's
that.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm done with words.
Done with
words.
All right.
Words are done for Greg.
Greg, who are we playing in homecoming? That's a
we're
question
playing
you would know.
The Virginia Military Institute, I think, is what it is.
That's not who we usually play, is it?
No.
We don't usually play
I think
it in.
This is a new. new opponent for Robert Morris Football.
All right, what are we looking at going in?
Let me take a peeky-poo. All
right.
Well, right now, yeah, it's the VMI. And right now, Robert Morris University is at a 500 record with their week one win, which was a big one over the Dayton Flyers.
Yep.
Off of the foot of the freshman. Nick Biseglia. That's the word.
All right.
Nick Biseglia, he's the little brother of a goalkeeper on the Robert Morris men's soccer team, Matt Biseglia, which is a really cool little fun fact for you guys. But Robert Morris is 1-1 with a win against Dayton and then a loss in Youngstown against the Penguins, where VMI is 0-2. So Robert Morris looks like they have a pretty good chance to come out here this homecoming, kind of put like a win in the books for their home crowd and all their alumni. But like, we're just going to have to see, because I know last year, week one, we lost to a Division II opponent after the first play of the game was a return kickoff for a touchdown. So it's all up in the air with what Robert Morris is going to do with this opportunity.
All right.
A little bit of a sport tip for you.
Yep. Katie, what are you looking forward to for homecoming?
Nothing. Probably staying in my room, doing homework.
Oh.
Maybe watching a movie.
All right, that's fair.
I don't do homework when homework is due.
I just don't feel like I'm safe on campus this weekend.
No, you are completely safe.
Yeah, you're very
safe.
The
police are very
adamant. They're very present.
Yeah,
very
but I'd present, be I'd be very, an awkward very. Person and just stand somewhere where I'm not supposed to be and just be like, hey, what's up? You're all not yourselves right now.
Yeah, it's homecoming. Everyone's going to say hi to you. Everyone's nice in homecoming.
Absolutely.
It's not a mean person in homecoming.
But no, like, Robert, like, I'm surprised that how, like, not surprised, but, like, I am pleasantly impressed, I will say, with how safe I feel on this campus, though, at all times.
Yeah.
Like, it could be 1 o'clock at night. I walked in my car. I'm fine. Like, there's no...
Oh, yeah, there's no...
I'm not worried about anything, even though, like, it's dark out and there's nobody around. I feel completely and utterly safe on this
but
campus.
But you are also, like, a six-foot male.
I'm also a like... six-foot, chubby, tall male. Very slow and an easy target for any mugger. So...
You said that and all I could think of is a panda.
Just exactly. I am a panda.
I can see Greg as a panda.
If I would just... You're that's almost taught, like... I'm gonna start identifying myself as a panda. Like whenever I like apply for a job, it says,
hello,
how
my name
you
is Greg
identify,
Sutton.
It would be panda.
Fun fact: in
hello.
High school, one of my warm-ups for chorale, which is advanced choir, is he'd make us sing a song, and at the end, we'd have to be a panda, which is just this.
Panda, 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 panda.
So yeah, fun.
Hello, my name is Greg Sutton. I am a panda. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I personally identify as a panda. I'm calm, collected, furry, and nice. Very rarely aggressive.
Fun panda fact, pandas are too lazy to mate. Pandas do not mate in captivity by themselves.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That is a very weird fact.
It is a weird fact.
So, like, do they have to
Thank
force
you.
Them?
Yes, they force them
was...
to mate.
Oh my
in
god.
Captivity.
That's not okay. That's,
whoa.
That's fine.
You have to, like, push them on top of each
nope.
other.
That's
stop,
not
stop.
Consensual.
Not okay. It's the animal kingdom. Nothing's consensual. There's nothing about it. Everything in the animal kingdom is borderline illegal. But we're going to stop there, because if we go any deeper, it can get
yeah,
really
it's gonna
bad.
Yeah, it's going to get really,
stop there.
Really
that's the line.
Aggressive.
Let's not cross it.
All right. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to look at the age-old tradition of the RMU police blotter. When we come back to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
What was that you're doing?
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your host, Malik Johnson, here with Greg Sutton.
And guess what, Malik? You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Dining special time.
Dining specials, we're going to...
Whoop, whoop. Okay, no. So we're going to start off with the PNC Colonial Cafe. It's a spoon and fork for lunch. They have buffalo chicken sandwich, applejack pork steak, creamy spinach, and blistered tomatoes. What's a blistered tomato? A
blistered tomato? I don't know.
That's kind of sad tomato.
I don't know. It sounds like he had way too much sun and he kind of blistered.
Maybe it's like a stuffed pepper where they like put things in it. And...
Maybe. But we're going to kick over to this spoon and fork dinner with salmon with pineapple salsa, right. Meatloaf, zucchini parmesan, with the crowd pleaser, barbecue pit. I love barbecue. Anything with barbecue and pit is my favorite thing.
All right.
Soups of the day are going to be potato, broccoli, and cheddar with wedding soup. In Rustica, they have a meatball bowl. What is that? That sounds delicious.
Meatball? Is it a bowl made of meatball?
I don't think...
Like a bread bowl?
No, I feel like it'd be more like a bread bowl, but like with meatballs in it.
Maybe.
But at the Firehouse Grill, they have lamb sliders with... we can make that in combo. Wraps, like of course, like always, made to order. At Bravissimo, they have the bento bowl. Jumping on over to Wheatley. For the lunch special, they have Monte Cristo sandwich, with the soups of the day being tomato, chili, and cream of mushroom. Sandwich specials are... grilled cheese, Philly cheesesteak, and Mediterranean veggie meal. Dover and Romo's, today the lunch special is California Turkey Club. Do you think that is any resemblance to the Chicken California at Charlie's? Because if so, I'm going to jump all over that.
I have no idea.
I'm going to have to get that after this.
Yeah, we're going to have to test.
For the soup of the day, they have stuffed pepper. Dinner,
No, I skipped it.
Wait, we're going to get back to Romo's. Soup of the day is going to be ham and bean, and dinner special is going to be Salisbury steak. Now, in my opinion, the strongest menu for the week is at Yorktown.
Okay.
With the breakfast special being pancakes. All right. Everybody has a love for pancakes, if you want to admit it or not.
More of a waffle person.
Nah, pancakes are definitely better. I'm sorry.
All right.
But
do you go to the, you know,
like
you know, Buford's across the street? They have $5 all you can eat pancakes on weekends from noon, from like 8 a.m. to noon.
That's a power move.
That is an amazing move.
I'm going to have to go there now. For lunch, they have the chili cheese dogs. Another great thing.
Yep.
The soup of the day there is the stuffed pepper. Sorry about that one. Dinner specials are going to be Cajun fish, chicken quesadilla, Hawaiian pizza, and for dessert, you can get yourself a salted caramel pretzel milkshake. Definitely, in my opinion, Yorktown with the strongest menu.
Yeah, I think Yorktown definitely has the strongest menu. I'm really going to... we're going to see what happens. I might hit up that Hawaiian pizza in Yorktown.
Okay, so you guys like Hawaiian pizza?
Yes.
Pineapples belong on pizza.
Yes, they do.
I've never had it before.
You got to go to Yorktown now.
I live in Yorktown right now.
Don't base your opinion off of Yorktown pizza because it's probably going to be a little crunchy, but like... it's a good combo
order
of flavor.
Order Hawaiian pizza just from Domino's and just live your life.
It's good. It's good. It starts with the same letter, so it belongs together.
Yep. Pineapples and pizza. It's alliteration.
We can make a poem into it.
Yeah, we could absolutely.
It starts with the same letter. They belong together.
Guys.
Oh, that's good.
During that movie night, mac and cheese and Hawaiian pizza.
Nah, that's not a good combo, I feel.
We could have mac and cheese one time.
Yeah, the first week has to be mac and cheese and then pizza second week.
All right,
we
can do that.
A bunch of pizzas. But, yeah, I'm really excited about the Yorktown stuff this week.
Yeah, we were talking during the break. I don't really like chili.
No. Yeah, but it's because it's like the beans.
I don't like beans.
Like, my uncle calls chili, like he makes a special kind of chili, and he calls it poop soup.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't like chili.
Okay, but, it's like his but own you kind said you don't like any type of bean?
I don't like any type of bean at all.
Like
I'm not
beans?
Not a bean fan at all.
Vanilla bean?
I don't know what a vanilla bean is.
It's the flavor.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's vanilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just except vanilla.
It. Oh, no, I love vanilla.
See? Look.
You right, like a bean.
Chocolate comes in beans.
But I don't eat chocolate beans.
But you eat chocolate.
That's a product of a bean, not a bean.
A lot of things are products of beans.
I know. what is going on?
I'm just trying to make it relevant.
All right. Cocoa beans. I don't drink coffee. At all. I
really?
Hate the taste of coffee.
I coffee guy.
No.
Are you a tea
You're
guy?
An energy drink guy.
I do like tea, and I will drink it if it's available. I will not seek it out. Energy drinks are emergency only situations.
So what do you like?
What do you drink for energy?
I go to sleep.
Wakedness.
I just sleep.
Okay, if you don't like coffee and you might drink tea, what do you drink?
I drink a lot of lemonade. a lot of water.
Yeah. Okay.
Or I've been trying to drink more water. See, over the summer, I was on campus and I was very poor, and water is very cheap.
Understandable. That's very understandable. I completely understand that. I went 9 months with like a pop for a while there. It was pretty great.
Oh yeah, you feel good.
Super tired one day and had to buy a Mountain Dew, and it all went downhill from there.
Yeah, that happens. All right, guys, if you've never listened to Army Radio, when we need to fill time, what we do is we look at the police blotter, and we like to make fun of kids on campus that don't really know what they're doing.
Or just messing their lives up.
We have the 302.
Just remember, RMU, you can't afford that third strike.
You cannot. You cannot afford the third strike. We've got a smell of smoke on, what is this, 8/31/17? I think that's August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. August 31st. Yeah. Smell of smoke. Residents' life reported a smell of smoke in Hamilton Hall. Officers and maintenance checked the building, believed it was from the air conditioner unit. Pretty base stuff. Nothing super fancy. We've got some good ones in here. Smell of marijuana. Officers were called to Adams Hall for a smell of marijuana. 3 citations were issued, as well as a referral to student conduct. There are a lot of like smell of marijuanas.
Strike.
On
strike.
The police. Strike. Strike.
Maybe that was her second or third. That's
maybe it was.
We don't know.
You don't know if they're.
Well, it was Adams Hall, and it was a fresh. So that's a freshman dorm. This is
strike.
September 1st. This is probably the first strike.
Still dangerous.
It's still very dangerous. You definitely do not want to get that third strike.
You're 3 weeks into the first semester.
Yeah.
You already got yourself a strike.
Yeah.
And they're with you for a long time.
Playing
like a year.
Danger. All 4 years.
Yeah, all 4 years. They don't go away.
I don't think they do.
Oh wow.
You get a strike, it stays.
All right, we've got 9/02/17, we've got public drunkenness. Officers were notified of an intoxicated female at Washington Hall. Valley ambulance transported the female to Sewickley Valley Hospital for treatment. 1 citation was issued.
How do you treat drunkenness?
Do they like
put them in a room and give you water?
You lay in this bed and drink this water, and we'll come get you in 3 hours.
Do they like pump the alcohol out of her stomach?
I don't know. Like maybe they do pump her stomach.
Maybe.
That would make no sense.
That's expensive though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they would
give her water.
Hospital,
literally,
like,
Dan.
I mean, I guess they can't like leave. They can't like leave you. Decision. They can't leave you like publicly drunk either. I guess it's probably
definitely put you in your room.
They can't. But I mean,
what if they? What if you're
what
not
if
near
you're,
your room?
Well,
put you in somebody else's room? Like that's
take
not
you
good.
To your room or
just
hold
escort you,
you
to
the
your
police
room.
Station.
Hold you to the police. That's probably a.
That's probably the
decent
cheapest
situation.
Solution.
Yeah.
But even then, nobody wants to be hanging around with this drunk person.
It's your job.
I don't know.
As a public safety official, it is your job to keep the public safe, and letting a drunk person wander on campus is not
who
safe.
Also, this is 9:02. This is really early. This is really early in the semester to be in a public drunk charge. We're not at homecoming yet.
Strike.
Maybe it was a senior?
I mean, that's fair. They don't say that it was a minor, which means it was, it was somebody that's enrolled on campus.
Gotten 4 strikes so far.
Yeah, it wasn't a person that was like underage. There is underage charges in the police blotter, definitely.
Blah 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 blah.
Oh, we've got there's another like really serious one in here. Let me see.
Nobody wants serious.
There's a really serious one.
Oh no.
Towards the bottom. We're gonna skip around. A welfare check. 9/11/17. Officers requested to perform a welfare check. No, that's not the right one. Never mind. But we'll read that one anyways. Welfare check on a student. Officers made contact with the student and found that everything was okay and no further assistance was required.
Welfare check?
Yeah. That's basically
check
like when
well-being.
You're... Yeah, like if a parent
okay.
or a friend
so, like,
calls and they're like...
Yeah. Say if my mom would call and be like, hey, I haven't talked to my daughter in like 4 days. Want to go check on her?
Yeah.
I haven't seen my baby in 3 days. Check.
Here we go. 9/10/17. We've got a warrant arrest. Officers conducted a traffic stop on Campus Drive and found an active warrant on the driver. After further investigation, it was determined the driver had a twin brother who the warrant was issued for.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
A mixy mix-up.
Yeah, that's a pretty serious one.
That's funny, though.
I'd be pretty scared.
That's funny, though.
You're like, I didn't do anything. What are you
my
doing?
My brother robbed the bank. I didn't prove it. I'm Nick. He's Nate. That's different.
We've got a classic case of roommates. We've got 9/11/17 student conduct. Officers were called to Madison Hall for a roommate taking belongings from the other roommate. All items were returned, and this incident will be sent through student conduct.
So question.
Yeah.
Those rooms are like 12 foot by 12 foot. How do you Just like, what if he just accidentally? What if he's borrowing it?
I think the idea is that like you don't touch your roommate's stuff unless you ask.
I mean, that's a theory, but like if I see my stuff on my roommate's desk,
you just take it.
I'm just gonna take it back. Who knows? Like, I would not call campus police.
No, but okay. So say you took your roommate's stuff, and then the roommate asked for it back, and you said no. That'd probably
like that's always a possibility. But like, I'm just saying, like, yeah. I feel like that's a topic you could settle by yourself.
Yeah, Katie, how's your roommate? As give it back.
Oh wow, Katie, how's it been with your roommate?
It's been all right. We don't really talk.
All right.
Yeah, no. Well, she's from Japan, so she doesn't really understand English. But we if she has a question. No. If she has a question.
She's a nice lady.
Lady in the calf. I'll answer it, mm-hmm. and we'll just, that's about it. We say hi to each other when we see each other in the morning or during the night. That's about it.
All right, that's cool. Greg, how's it living with your roommate?
Oh, well, year two going strong.
Year two, all right.
We don't see each other a lot this semester. He has he's an FYSP mentor. Shout out to Jake Howe. What up, boy? But he's busy all the time. I'm busy all the time. So we'll both get back to the room around midnight and talk till about 1:30, and then we'll get our stuff done and get to bed. So it's we very rarely use our room, so it's definitely interesting.
Question.
Yes.
You have the same roommate through all 4 years?
No, you can change.
By choice.
Okay.
But you can change. Like, if you have a friend, mm-hmm. you can room with them by putting, like, whenever you apply for your room next year, mm-hmm. like, put, like, the part, like, you request a roommate. And, like, they have them request you, and then you guys should be in the same room.
I don't have friends here.
I feel like you do.
No girlfriends that could room with me.
Yeah, we've got a whole other semester.
You'll find someone. Week 3 of the semester. You got time.
Yeah.
Do I?
Yes. All right, we've got 9/11/17. We've got a disturbance. This department was notified of a possible fight in Washington Hall. Upon officers' arrival, it was determined that it was a verbal argument. Both parties calmed down and no further assistance was required.
Same people about the roommate stuff?
No, those are different halls.
Was it a different hall? Okay. Yeah. I don't remember.
World star.
Yeah, don't fight. That's a probably good advice.
Very, very good advice.
Did you fight as a kid, Greg? Were you a kid that, like, fought on buses and stuff?
I've never been in a fight.
Really?
But I really, really wish I was.
Really? I was in a bunch of fights as a kid.
In high school, I wanted to be in a fight really bad with this one kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a jerk.
You wanted to be in a fight with him?
I wanted to beat his face.
You wanted to punch him.
I understand that. But wait, you were in fights?
I fought a lot as a kid.
Malik, what's your record?
I was only beaten once.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How many fights were you in?
6, 7, but somewhere around there.
What age?
From second grade to, I think my last one was seventh grade.
Middleweight champion of the
track. Middleweight champion. Malik. Yeah. The first fight I lost was my last one. It was my first fight. So.
Oh, that's a good record.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good record.
That was a rookie mistake.
Exactly.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I always watched fights, though. It's a good time to watch them.
I wasn't like a troublemaker, but like.
When people got in your nerves, you let them know what's up with a couple of fists.
Yeah.
Wait. Dropping them. I have another fun story. Fun stories are great.
I didn't say anything.
You looked at me.
I was paying attention.
High school, senior year, it was like the second weekend of school. Cafeteria, I was sitting with my friends. We were just talking. And my friend was sitting next to me. Some girl that we knew came up and like pulled her hair. And it was right next to me. I was afraid I was going to get punched. And they actually started physically fighting next to me. And the seats are this...
Right here.
I'm like, can you not punch me? That'd be great.
And I watched a kid get his face smashed off a table.
Oh my god.
Like
yeah.
His shirt got ripped in the back, and the kid grabbed his face and went, poof.
Did you guys have lunch attendance?
What? Lunch attendants?
Lunch attendants.
They were teachers. They just kind of stood there.
Okay.
So, yeah. During the fight, like, there was 3 lunch attendants, and they just kind of stood there, and they're like, you guys should really stop. Like, that's gonna help.
I watched a lunch attendant tackle a girl that was fighting one time. Like, straight up picked her up and body slammed her.
Oh my God. It was intense.
Let's just say she wasn't a lunch attendant very much longer.
My brother was a better lunch attendant than anybody else. He stopped fights in school.
I highly encouraged fights in high school. Like, We'd be sitting in lunch and we'd be like, wow, we haven't seen a fight in like 3 weeks. This is terrible.
Would you go up to somebody and be like, hey, you should fight?
The one time, two kids fought over the size of their motors in their cars. I'm like, why are you dumb? Right. That's a little obsessive there, but yeah, high school kids are stupid.
Yeah,
I'm still stupid, but like they're a different level of stupid.
High school kids are, they eventually go to college, which is the better part.
Which is scary to think about.
Yeah, eventually high school kids have to grow up and become adults or go to college.
I'm never growing up.
Or high school
up.
Kids just don't go to college and stay in their towns.
See, I have a saying I like to live by.
Yeah.
The rule is you have to grow old. There's no rule about having to grow up.
That's definitely
I'm gonna stay,
true.
I'm going to stay a child my entire life, but just do mature things.
I would not expect anything less.
I don't have to grow up. Like, I could still be a race car driver. I mean, every kid wants to be a race car driver.
That's fair. You could be a NASCAR race car driver.
Almost every male kid has a dream of being a race car driver, an astronaut, or the president. Like, those are the top three.
I don't think any of my brothers have ever wanted to be those.
Are you serious?
I have five brothers, and I don't think any of them
wanted to be that. Maybe it's just like rural PA. Like, where, like, you're just like, oh, man, I gotta drive NASCARs and fly into space.
I mean, I live in Bradford, so it's pretty nowhere.
All right, we've got our next police blotter.
Monotaw. Like, no.
What is that?
Exactly. That was my high school.
Monotaw sounds like a, like, weird high school, weird, like, haircut.
95 to 100 kids. And I knew every one of them. And half the kids that graduated with us, I think there was three or five that had kids.
Yeah.
Before they were out of high school?
No, fun story again. A, Bradford High. At least five or six seniors had kids before their senior year. And then more had kids during their senior year. And we graduated with 190 in our class. And, like, a lot of them were already parents. And I'm just like, hey, you guys are stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's around the point where a lot of people I went to school with, like middle school and high school, are starting to have kids, and I really, really don't want kids.
Yeah, see, like, it's too early in life, honestly.
I mean, I don't want kids, period.
All right. Okay. I respect your decisions. Yeah. I respect that.
I don't want to have kids. I'll adopt children.
No,
see,
I respect
both of those opinions, because, like, child rearing is a very tough and arduous task for a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. True. No, like, let me finish.
Okay.
It's true.
Why was it stated like that?
Like, because, like, you have to carry around this, like, massive, like, in comparison to everything else, you have a constant body weight on the front of you, and you end up having back problems, you go through mood swings, you get sick in the morning for no apparent reason, you crave random things like chocolate-dipped pickles, I don't know why I said that, but, like, people get random cravings,
yeah.
And then you have to push this living thing out of a small area. Like, it's a terrible thing that happens to you, but, like, I have all the respect in the world for every parent ever, because, like, people are like, women are always like, oh, you don't understand how much pain it is. I'm like, yeah, like, I do. I just don't want to experience that pain because I will pass out and or die.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, mom, you're great.
Yeah,
thanks.
Like, I appreciate, like, I have so much respect for women that, like, that bear children. Like, I would never disrespect
my
like,
mom
that
had,
kind of woman.
Like, six kids, and I'm just like, I don't know how you did it. I don't want that.
See, as
you're great.
I always,
a great person.
I just have so much respect about it. Like,
yes.
It's an impressive feat of humankind in all legitimacy, and like your choice not to have children, that's
yeah,
fine.
I
like, that's completely okay.
I want to go into a career that takes a lot of time out of my life. I enjoy vacationing. Children are a lot of money. I don't really like kids.
Very true.
But what if one day you get married and your wife and or husband, I don't know, wants to have kids? What are you gonna do then?
So I've given myself one or two mistake kids, is what I call them.
I wouldn't call them mistakes.
Mistake kids.
Oh my God.
Malik's going to have mulligan children. He's going to name his first child Malik Mulligan Johnson.
Mulligan children. That's a perfect way to describe it.
His middle name is going to be Mulligan. Dad, why is my middle name Mulligan? I'll tell you when you're older. But, like, see, like, me personally, I have three younger siblings, and, like, I was six when the first one, like, my little brother Maverick was born when I was six.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know how cool it is to have, like, it's awesome to be a part of, like, a child growing up. Like,
yeah.
I have been, like, I was 10, I think, when my second sibling was born. And, like, it's awesome to, like, watch a kid grow up, like, mm-hmm. in front of your eyes. Like,
yeah.
It's an amazing experience to watch a child go from having no control over their emotions, from crying to pooping yeah. themselves to, like, just needing fed to, like, being a self-sufficient, like, person. Like, mm-hmm. it's hard to think about, like, as a self, like, as yourself. You can't recall those memories whenever you were younger.
Yeah.
But, like, watching it happen to another, like, human being, it's, like, it truly is a miracle mm-hmm. that it happens. So, like, I just kind of, like, want to be a part of, like another human being. Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Have yep. one younger brother, and I understand that. It'd be cool to watch somebody grow up, like, as a kid of my own, but I just don't want kids. Maybe adoption?
Yeah. But, like, I just want, like, something that's, like, I want to be a part of somebody that's amazing in life.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up there, and thank you for listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Be sure to tune in next Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. Listen to whoever I decide to bring into this radio room discuss whatever they feel like discussing.